This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. I saw an article in the New York Times the other day that piqued my interest. A hospital in Utah where they'd figured out exactly what any given medical procedure costs. You think back to the debate over the Affordable Care Act and all that talk about bending the cost curve. You remember that? Well, if you think of that, then you'll understand why this matters. Dr. Vivian Lee is the CEO of the University of Utah Healthcare, the woman who is trying to get to the bottom of just how expensive healthcare really is. Dr. Lee, thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
I have to tell you, when I had my second child, I guess, we tried to do a story on how much it costs to have a baby. And pretty much everybody we talked to said, forget it. You're never going to figure it out. How are you doing what you're doing?
That's exactly the same feeling I had when I first started asking that question. And it was about 3 or 4 years ago. I was relatively new to this position here in Utah. And I was being asked to think about healthcare reform, healthcare transformation, payment reform. And I said, well, do we actually know our costs? And people looked at me a little bit askance and said, really? You really want to know all the costs? And I said, yeah. And then our team rolled up their sleeves and they said, okay.
So did you have people actually counting Band-Aids and scalpels and in operating rooms with stopwatches? And I mean, that whole deal?
You know, we didn't do so much intense stopwatch work, but we did cost out pretty much everything. So things like Band-Aids, supplies, we more or less know those costs. Pharmacy, we knew those costs. But some of the things we really did need to cost out in some detail, like what does it cost for every minute in the operating room, every minute in the ER, every minute in the MRI scanner, for example. And yes, we have been able to cost that out now.
How did it go then with doctors over whose shoulders you are, in theory, looking, saying, it's a little expensive, Dr. Jones?
Well, you know, the doctors have been the most receptive and the most curious and the most eager to have access to the data so they can do something about it. So unfortunately, we've never had the information to be able to be part of that solution. And so, for example, the first set of data that rolled out for us here at the University of Utah was for total joint replacements, total hip replacements, total knee replacements. And our orthopedic surgeons got a hold of the data, and they were fascinated by it. They never knew, for example, that the different hip prostheses cost us about a 3-to-1 ratio from the most expensive to the least expensive. And then when we looked at patient outcomes, lo and behold, the patients had similarly great outcomes regardless of the cost of the prosthesis. So they could figure out how to improve our practice, and only possible because the doctors had access to the data.
Let me back you up to the whole hip replacement thing and the most expensive to least expensive being a 3-to-1 ratio. It reminds me a little bit of the joke we used to make when I was in the military, that our airplanes were built by the lowest winning bid on a military contract. If I'm getting my hip replaced, I don't want the lowest winning bid. I want the best doggone hip socket I can get.
Okay, so that, I'm so glad you made that point, because one of the concerns that I have with all the attention that is being placed on cost is that we're forgetting the most important part of the value equation, which is the quality and the outcomes.
Right.
So what we really want to be talking about in this country in terms of fixing healthcare is really delivering value. Just like in any other business, we need to deliver value in healthcare.
Fair enough. How much of this is being driven by the changes to medical payments that are being mandated and introduced by the Affordable Care Act?
There's no question that we have to think about changes in the way in which our payment structure rewards us. And we feel just as responsible as everyone for the rising healthcare costs. And so we want to be part of that solution. And so in order to manage our business in that new way, we have to know our costs.
Dr. Vivian Lee, she is a radiologist, but more to the point, the CEO of the University of Utah Healthcare. Dr. Lee, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks. Great to be with you.